What's that?
Is every third Thursday. It'd be the third Thursday of the month, Folcarelli's Pizza, about 6:30. We're going to be there, and you can come and get free pizza.
Yeah.
All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. Let us know you're coming, and we'll bring the camera. We might take a picture of you, and you'll wind up on TV if that's okay with you. But we want you to call in, RSVP to 279-7431. Come out and meet us. Just say hello. Shake hands.
Tell us how do you think about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And remember, you got to RSVP for it to be free.
That's right.
And if you come anyway and you don't RSVP and it's on a Thursday night, if you just mention me, my name, you will get 40% off at Folcarelli's Pizza. And we're putting a shot in there for them because that pizza's really good.
It is really, really good. You will enjoy that. You'll enjoy the fellowship because we get out and we cut up. We have a good time.
Oh, yeah. We love it.
We don't throw things. We just,
The most important thing is to have a camaraderie and to talk about how, without it costing you a dime, except a little of your time, how to keep themses from taking these's portfolio, future, money, income, families, whatever you want to call it, social power, your future. You don't want them to take it away. You want it to always be yours forever and a day.
So to protect your future, your retirement, your portfolio, and make sure somebody don't get naked and run all over it, call David at 279-7431. 334-279-7431. Retire with Ernest on the World Wide Web is his website there. And let's see, what else we got? We got YouTube. You're on, no. Start off with, you're on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And YouTube, we've got a bunch of our older stuff on there that you can look at and enjoy. But, you know, we've got to go.
Call me. I'm always Ernest.
279-7431. I'm always Rusty. We'll see you next time here on Health and Wealth with David Ernest.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Lots of rain in the forecast for the next several days, especially the weekend and into Monday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be around at times in the overnight hours tonight. Low temperature down to about 71. Tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms. Locally, heavy downpours. Can't rule out some urban flooding at times. High temperature in the low to mid-80s over the weekend. Lows at night around 70. Monday, more showers and thunderstorms. And then on Tuesday, it looks like it starts to thin out and move out, and eventually we start to dry out. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet if you don't already have it. It will keep you on top of the action with advanced interactive radar, plus future radar, any push notifications for severe weather alerts, including flooding. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com. The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams, it's on our trash cans, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for the weeknight edition of Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with the mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons. My name is Terry Adams. You know, I also do a weekend show on Saturday nights from 6 till 9, and it's on that program that I delve deeply with the assistance of the incomparable Postman into the more out-of-the-world elements of what's going on these days. And believe me, it's all connected. Folks, please hold your calls. But here's the important stuff. Do not believe a single thing you hear. It's not my intention to convince you of anything. It's not my desire to talk you into anything. It's not my job to forcefully awaken you to the truth. I may not have all the answers, but at least I'm asking the questions, okay? Now, I have 45 minutes worth of information to convey to you in a half an hour, so it's much easier to do that without me seeing a blinking light out of the corner of my eye. So, here we go. Today's the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy, France. If you haven't seen Band of Brothers, you don't know what you're missing. You need to see Band of Brothers. Incredible. What these kids did for us is unbelievable, and it's just unfathomable to me that we're going to sit back and let all of this just go away, be taken from us. Okay, word around the alternative media campfire is that Julian Assange has been brutally tortured and completely broken. Did he give up some of his truth-seeking contributors? Well, I ask that because in Australia yesterday, three journalists had their homes and businesses raided by the government, their computers and all their files taken. You see, Assange did what he did because he thought people would care. They don't. Snowden did what he did, revealed all kinds of hidden, illegal, and immoral activities carried out by our own government. He, too, thought people would care. They don't. He's now in exile, no doubt trying not to be the next domino to fall. Bob Lazar, a physicist that worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and later purportedly in an underground facility at Area 51, went on record and admitted that he had worked on recovered alien spacecraft. He had reverse-engineered their advanced propulsion systems. He went public with all this information, believing that people would care. He now regrets having done so because guess what? People don't care. My personal favorite was Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper was a river gunboat captain in Vietnam. After that, he was in ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence. He was first officer on a naval destroyer. He and the captain saw a disc-shaped craft fly through the sky and go into the water, and then a few minutes later exit the water at an incredibly high speed. He was ordered not to speak about it. Later on, he saw sensitive classified documents, according to him, that revealed a massive clandestine operation to conceal the alien presence on Earth, as well as various intelligence agencies that were created to accomplish this very goal. But no one cares. He's dead. He was shot dead as he was ambushed in his front yard, essentially, by a dozen cops. They set him up. They had a kid out there that acted like his car had broken down, so when Bill went to help him, the cops popped up and killed him. When Obama was elected, they flew communist flags in the city of Chicago, but no one cared. The Obama administration was totally corrupt and lawless, just as the Clinton one was supposed to be, but no one cared. Proof. Now, I'm talking absolute proof. We have proof that the official story that was fed to us by the mainstream media regarding the events of September 11, 2001 is false, but no one seems to care. Afterwards, the misnamed Patriot Act destroyed so many of our freedoms, but it was passed with just one lone dissenting vote. But no one seems to care. All of the vast government employees that failed us on 9/11, they weren't fired, nor were they demoted. They were promoted. You know, like the general who was in charge of NORAD that didn't intercept any of the hijacked aircraft. But no one cares. Sandy Hook. The information that has been uncovered since that purported homegrown terrorist attack happened places serious doubt that what we were told happened actually took place. But no one cares. And speaking of Sandy Hook, Alex Jones now finds himself embroiled in a lawsuit brought forth by the families of the purported victims. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Bill Cooper said this, and now I believe it. I didn't, but now I do. Alex Jones is a disinformation agent employed by the powers that shouldn't be in order to mislead all of us. And just like the deity these dark wizards worship, he mixes some truth in with some very important lies. You know, it was announced all over the internet that Alex will be going to court over this reporting that Sandy Hook was a false flag event. Well, ask yourself, why Alex Jones? In the alternative media, he's one of the last researchers to mention that event. And what he said pales in comparison to investigators like, Wolfgang Halbig. Now, I guarantee you, Wolfgang wishes it was he that was going to court rather than Alex Jones, because he would rip them apart. And if you still harbor beliefs that children were killed and that the official story is true, please Google Wolfgang Halbig, H-A-L-B-I-G, and read what he discovered in Sandy Hook. Read what happened to him afterwards, the numerous attempts on his life. And if you doubt his discoveries, read his bio. He's America's premier expert on school safety. But again, no one seems to care. You know, I regularly post images of clouds that have 3D objects in them. No one cares. You know, forget what these things are. Just the fact that they're there should elicit some type of emotion from the general public. But no one cares. The moving fibers growing out of the biofilm that now covers all of my body. I have dozens of videos showing these things moving around and seemingly looking about as though they have intelligence. No one cares. I can promise you this. A time is coming very soon where everyone will care. But then it's going to be too late to formulate any type of a plan to stop this. God help us. Along the same lines as the rant I just did comes an article from News and Views. What happened to America's will to be free? We wonder why Americans have lost their will to fight a battle, a right a wrong, or defend their freedom and liberty. We allow hordes of illegal aliens to invade our country every day and say we can't do anything about it because we must be compassionate, without acknowledging the dire consequences that that misplaced compassion will inflict upon us. We allow our government to slap chains on our wrists and ankles with a million regulations without so much as a whimper. We allow socialism and radical environmentalism to tear down the very foundations of our freedom while we look the other way. We allow our children to be indoctrinated and brainwashed with the new social order and environmental extremism, and we don't have the time to get involved. We have allowed special interest groups to replace the consent of the governed, even though our inaction leads to our enslavement. We have allowed a fourth branch of government to grow and prosper, a fourth branch that answers to no one in the rising stench and corruption of out-of-control bureaucracies. We have allowed the media to take sides, the Democrats, and advocate their duty to be professional, objective, and unbiased. We allow waste, fraud, abuse, corruption, negligence, and incompetence to thrive in our government institutions and don't demand that the perpetrators be summarily fired, fined, or jailed. We stand back and do nothing while they get promoted and ask for more money to do their job, quote, right. We allow government contracts for mega projects and military hardware to escalate into cost overruns that exceed original estimates by several factors. Millions suddenly grow to billions, and then it grows to trillions. And not even a ho-hum is uttered. We have allowed entitlements to grow and grow and grow to the point where one day the piper will have to be paid and government will take our very souls to retire the debt, or some foreign country that holds the debt will confiscate our major assets because we can't pay our debt. Some say our unfunded liability now stands in excess of $50 trillion. Now that's low. Others say $100 trillion. And yet our candidates for president are offering more of the same that will only make matters worse and increase our debt beyond any capability of us paying it. We will, for all intent and purposes, go broke if we stay on the same path. That is, if we aren't broke already. We shrink in fear and horror when we must send our brave men and women in harm's way to protect our nation's interest. We place a greater value on capitulation and appeasement rather than on strength and victory, in spite of the lessons that history has taught us. We have allowed our government to cut deals with other countries that violate our very sovereignty, and yet we do nothing. At least Trump is trying to change it. We allow presidents to codify UN social and environmental policies into law by executive order without ratification by the U.S. Congress in violation of our Constitution. We allow our courts to subvert the meaning of the words of our Constitution and fabricate out of thin air government rights and powers that do not exist, like Obamacare, climate change, radical environmentalism. We have become so soft that we've allowed the government to convince us that our security is more important than our liberty. And once again, I will remind you what Founding Father Ben Franklin said: those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. But even worse, we have allowed the entertainment industry to redefine our standards of decency. It's become acceptable to call women bitches and hoes. We spit on the rule of law in rap and hip-hop, as well as film. Swear words, once banned, are now common on TV, radio, newsprint, and in film. It's now okay to demean personal achievement as being trying to be better than anyone else in the name of the mirage of equality. We've allowed common courtesy to go out the window. Our children are exposed daily to the worst within us instead of the best. While with science, we have eradicated many diseases that were fatal to us, we have allowed honesty, integrity, and honor to be almost erased from our culture. We have allowed depravity and bad behavior to define our values instead of demanding good behavior from ourselves, our relatives, and our friends. Excuse me. In other words, almost anything goes today, and yet we find it acceptable, or we look the other way. In the end, lowering the bar of decency could very well be our undoing as a free society. It's happened before. We cannot say the words to help you understand a clear and present danger if you will not listen. We cannot reach into your heart and instill courage if you are determined to cloak yourself in cowardice. We cannot convince you that your enemy draws near if you choose to ignore reality. We cannot tap you on the shoulder and say, "Join us," to confront that enemy if material comfort and instant gratification are your only reasons for living. We cannot ask you to take up arms in the defense of freedom if you continue to consort with that very same enemy when it has proven beyond any doubt that the enemy's goal is to rob you of that freedom by any means possible. We cannot incite your anger if you see no reason for alarm and believe that all is well. But we can assure you that all is not well. This was America, the land of the free, before we decided to become too civil, too compassionate, too cowardly, too politically correct, and too depraved. The result of our folly is to have lost our will to confront the enemies of freedom, socialism, radical environmentalism, and the one world or the new world order, while we seek earthly pleasures. Everyone cries out for solutions, but that solution will never come until we act as one, by the millions, in the defense of the document that secures our individual rights and freedom, our Constitution, no matter what the price or the consequences. We will not be free so long as we allow the worst in us to define who we are. Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to give birth to this great nation and to our freedom. How on earth can we dishonor their sacrifice and the sacrifice of those who died for freedom, especially 75 years ago, by standing by and letting what they built and defended descend into the sewer of abject socialism, blurred sovereignty, and world government? On June 6, 75 years ago today, 156,000 troops landed on the shores of Normandy, France, to start the process of freeing Europe from the clutches of the madman Adolf Hitler. Over 4,000 troops lost their lives in the first day. When the Normandy battle was over, almost 54,000 Allied troops and airmen had died, an untold number wounded. Today, our madman is government corruption and tyranny. Will we stand by and watch our freedom slip away? If you do not believe in your heart that all creatures cry out for freedom, you do not understand nature. If you're not aware that your government is doing everything within its power to strip you of your freedom, then your eyes are not open, or you choose not to see. If you do see and then you do nothing, some will call you a coward. If you do not know that freedom has a price that you must pay, then you're naive and you lack wisdom. If you stand by and watch while others take up the sword of freedom, your soul shall find no peace, and your children and grandchildren will bear the scars of your inaction. The government's only hold on you is that they assume you will be law-abiding citizens. But what if the laws are wrong and the laws are unconstitutional? What then is your duty to obey that law? Illegal aliens aren't abiding by our laws, and they're being rewarded for breaking the law. They're making a mockery out of the rule of law. But in spite of all the negatives I've just outlined, we are still a great people, and there remains a core of courage and wisdom in us to act. We are individual Americans, and we cannot be defeated unless we decide that security and mindless compassion at any price trumps liberty. Let the goodness within us replace the evil that has overtaken us, and let that goodness direct us to the great heights that Americans still can attain, but only and only under the umbrella of freedom. Be there not a man among you who will rise up against government tyranny that is coming at us from all directions. Let us show the rest of the world that we are still free people and we are willing to do whatever it takes to defend that freedom. Let us show the politicians and the bureaucrats that we have a spine and that we're mad as hell and we are not going to take it anymore. If we do nothing, government will not hear us and do exactly as it always has, as it pleases. Has America lost her will to be free? Some of us has it, or some of us have it, rather, but would appear that way too many of us have. The question is, will it take a revolution to restore the greatest experiment with freedom that ever existed on this planet? Or will we restore freedom by peaceful means before revolution becomes the only solution? I got this article from News with Views, and they conclude by saying, "We wrote this article in response to the lack of response we received for our citizen grand jury project to stop illegal immigration. We spent days and days putting the project together, creating the webpage, and drafting the documents. But alas, we were forced to scrap it due to insufficient interest. If enough people had participated, it would have been effective. Essentially, we were greeted by a deafening silence. Sadly, this has been a pattern over the last 13 years. Anytime we've tried to get people involved in saving what is left of our country." A well-known conservative author publisher wrote to us recently and said, quote, "I relate 100% with your sentiments. It's worse now than ever in my time. A very small number of real patriots exist, but they are so fractured by hundreds of, quote, patriot movements that people are exhausted, tapped out, and sitting back down, hoping that someone else will do something. No one could blame you for throwing in the towel, but you are one of the last real voices left out there." Which leaves us in a quandary. Do we throw in the towel, or do we continue writing articles under the definition of insanity, which is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result? Or worse, do we become a martyr for the hopeless cause? Perhaps some of you have some compelling reasons why we should continue. We'd love to hear them, because your responses will most definitely determine where we go from here. Folks, personally, I link all the apathy to the aerosols, the GMO food, the decades of fluoridated water, all the pharmaceuticals, and especially to all of the various frequencies coursing through our bodies 24/7. It is evidently working. May God help us, because we need it. We're in trouble, folks. And if you don't believe that, I don't know what else to tell you. I really don't. I don't know what else could be said. Our own government is facilitating the destruction of our country. It's that simple. It's in black and white. It's right there in front of us. Let me give you a couple of quotes. When any government, or any church for that matter, undertakes to say that to its subjects, this you may not read, this you must not see, this you are forbidden to know, the end result is tyranny and oppression, no matter how holy the motives. That was from author Robert Heinlein. Here's another one. Your individual, natural, God-given rights are only as good as the depth of your willingness and courage to defend them. That was Ron Ewart. Actually, he was the author of what I just read you. Back in 1837, Daniel Webster said this, "There is no nation on earth powerful enough to accomplish our overthrow. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing." Kind of like Comey, Strzok, Page, Brennan, Clapper, Orr, Clinton, Pelosi, Schumer. and all those Luciferian psychopaths out there, folks. One last quote. The late, great President John Fitzgerald Kennedy said, "And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God." And that's all caps, baby, all the time. Don't you see what's going on, folks? Don't you understand what's happening? We're losing our country. It's being taken over from the inside out. It's being imploded. You know, I love World War II movies. I actually get emotional when I watch Band of Brothers because you get so into the characters. What a great series. Do you understand what these kids, these 17-year-old kids that went halfway around the world to fight for our freedom, how do you think they feel now when we're letting it slip out of our hands by inactivity? Implied consent. That's what they're using. Because we don't raise hell when they pass these crazy things. It's considered implied consent. In other words, because we're not saying anything, we're giving our consent. It's implied by our not trying to stop it. This has got to stop. If it's not already too late, this has got to stop. I don't know what we have to do, but we got to come up with something. I want my country back. This is not the country. As a 58-year-old man, this is not the country I thought I would be living my last few years in. Not at all. I don't get it. Well, I have an opportunity. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for six nights a week. Okay, programming change. Next week, our programming note, not a change. Next week, Joey's on vacation. They're going to be putting the show that came on before me, Health and Wealth, I guess is the name of it. It's going to take Joey's place at 6 and go to 7. I will be producing that show next week, so I'll be here. I won't be talking much, I guess. I'm not really sure what they have in store for me, but I will be producing that show every day next week. So I'll be here at 6. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be involved in what they're talking about or not. But anyway, just wanted to let you know that. Be sure to check out our Clearing the Air Facebook page. Also, there's a link on there to my YouTube channel while it's still up. You may want to go look at the videos before they delete it, because I'm sure I'm going to be a casualty to that. They've already done it once. I'm sure they'll do it again because they're really cracking down now. And like I said, the journalist in Australia, it's really starting to hit home. The deep state, the New World Order, the Luciferian psychopaths that run this joint, it's like almost like their deadline is coming due really soon and they're really pushing. So get a plan, be prepared. And thank you for listening to this program. We're going to get into a bunch of very strange and different stuff tonight. As you can probably tell, I'm beginning to lose my ability to speak well enough to be doing a radio show. That's for sure. And I have been doing this program for over 5 years. Now, even if you new listeners have only discovered me 6 months ago, I've been doing this for over 5 years on Saturday nights. All of those shows were put on podcasts, and they're all archived. You can go back and listen to 5 years' worth if you want to. It's all out there. And I say all this because regular listeners of the original Weekend Clearing the Air know that I've been telling you since I began that I did not know how long I could continue to do this. This stuff that I somehow contracted a decade or so ago seems to be getting more aggressive. It's like when I try to get aggressive in treating it, it gets more aggressive in turn. And this past week has been hell. So all I can say that it's coming. I don't know when. I told Rick not too long ago that I don't want to burn any bridges, but I told him that I didn't know how much longer I could go. But ultimately, it's not up to me. It's up to the agenda of whoever's behind this bioweapon. I don't know what it's supposed to be doing. I don't know what the ultimate goal is, but it can't be good. Now, a listener dropped off several quart jars of silver water. I have no idea what the concentration is, but the water has a dark hue to it, so apparently it's strong. But it seems to have actually helped, and I can't thank him enough, because I get up in the morning and I drink about a half a jar immediately. I've been doing that until I ran out a couple of days ago. But it's actually seemed to work, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, listener. I'm not going to call names. I don't have his permission. But anyway, let me hit this top of the hour break.